Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Godfather of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Texas A&M was eliminated yesterday, Dell. Are you sad?
Eliminated from what? Baseball?
College World Series baseball.
Yeah, I'm all broken up about it.
Hey, did you watch the Texas game?
No, I'm sure, despite the surprise and success A&M had, because I don't think they were projected to be very good, beating Texas in the College World Series has to rank up there with one of their most, isn't that the greatest Texas A&M sporting accomplishment in the last 35 years?
Isn't that the greatest what?
The greatest Texas A&M sporting accomplishment in the last 35 years, beating Texas in a elimination game?
Oh,
I mean, you have a Big 12 title. You did beat Alabama
90,
last year.
Beating Alabama is bigger.
But it's Texas.
No, twice they beat them in football. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but you beat Texas in the College World
Series.
The
Johnny Manziel game was the biggest accomplishment in the last
35 years. I don't know. You beat Texas in the College World Series.
Oh, beating Alabama. But listen, it's three.
I mean, it's top five.
But it would have been nice if they went on to win it all.
Well, they're in a loser's bracket. That was going to be very difficult.
Right, but Arkansas is doing it. They just beat Ole Miss.
Arkansas is better than A&M.
Yeah, that's true. That's pretty much true. Arkansas is pretty good. How about three of the four teams left are SEC teams?
Great.
Five of the eight were SEC teams.
More chance. Great.
SEC.
What a
now,
lovely
listen,
day.
It is. Is it not true? If it's not true of football, it certainly is true of baseball.
Well, they're spending money at a rate that most aren't. I mean, the Big Ten has a big TV deal coming. And Ohio, by the way, if we're talking about spending money, I don't know how Ohio State's doing it, but the last, 3 days, they got 2 5-star wide receivers and a 4-star, just loading up Brian Hartline, their former player, doing a great job as their coach, a wide receiver coach. But, yeah, the SEC spends money in all the right places. I'm not surprised.
No, but I will say this. I think that the NIL is going to even things up more.
Have you seen what Louisville's doing? They got the number two running back at the number two overall running back out of Texas.
A guy on the show is the one who's running that whole deal over there. That's been on our show. He is determined
they
to
are
make
doing.
He
stuff.
Is determined to make Louisville a power.
Now all those players coming in they're not going to help Scott Satterfield this year. So he may not be able to reap the benefits of what this guy's doing. But the next coach, he's got a strong backer, and they're loading up. It'll be interesting how that works out, because Louisville's not projected to be very good, and their coach should get fired. NIL probably keeps that class intact. But it'll be interesting if Louisville goes 4-8 and they have a top five recruiting class.
How random is that? It's that, let's just make Louisville really, really good.
Well, you got a rich guy who wants to do it.
Yep. It's that is going to be interesting. Hey, Oklahoma has a chance. Oklahoma's really good in baseball. They just beat Texas A&M's ass. And they just won softball, too.
Yeah, Texas, a good year for their two, baseball and softball, but did lose to their rivals to close it out. But I don't know how good Texas softball is consistently, but like I said, they had a good run, and Texas had same, but, losing to your rivals ain't a great way to end the year.
No. Who's going to be better in the SEC quicker, Oklahoma or Texas?
I mean, I'll go with history and say Oklahoma. I mean, Texas, there's no reason why Texas wouldn't be better, but I know
they just haven't been.
They just haven't been. I know that Steve Sarkisian's just a guy as a coach. I don't, as a head coach at least, I don't know what Brent Venables is as a head coach. So I'll take the unknown and the team better positioned currently than the guy who has not won as a head coach anywhere.
So I've said this a few times, but I know one of the assistants on the team, and he told me, he said, listen, it is different here now. It is. He's brought a professionalism from Clemson that is different than what OU was doing before. It is, and more organized, more, they've thrown a boatload of money into it. They are definitely gearing up for NIL and doing that. And they're doing everything really, really, really well. They're running it like a pro organization, the football program. He says it is different than when Lincoln was here.
You know, that's,
and Stoops.
You know, that's interesting because Oklahoma has dominated the Big 12. So how bad has the Big 12 been that a guy who's been on both staffs can go, look, it's a different level here. Meanwhile, Oklahoma's been a power in the Big 12 for a decade plus now, almost untouched in that conference, and they weren't doing it according to the standards of the best of the best.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think it goes without saying. Look at the difference in I mean, it's not about at the top. You know, the Big 12 is pretty good. Has been, well, Texas hasn't been good, so it's hard to say that at the top they've been good. But Oklahoma State has been good. Baylor's come on strong since Aranda got there. OU. But it's not even close. It's not even comparable. Like the middle tier of the SEC and the middle tier of the Big 12. It's not none of it's arguable.
Well,
even
consider,
the bottom.
What do you consider the middle tier of the SEC?
Right now, the middle tier of the SEC is Florida. The middle tier of the SEC is Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm. 8-4.
Auburn.
Mm-hmm. Brian Harsin ain't long for that job.
No. And that's a pretty good start. I mean, I don't think Tennessee – I think Tennessee's on the lower tier. The upper tier is obviously Alabama, Georgia, LSU when they're good. Mm-hmm. But now they're middle tier.
So I know the reputation would suggest what you said is right. But, you know, Florida just fired their coach and has a new one. A&M, you know, if, outside of 2020, Jimbo's a four-loss coach or more there. Now the recruiting has definitely picked up. But that's why they're middle tier. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So we're talking about four-loss teams and five-loss teams and coaches getting fired. What's the middle tier in the Big 12? Who do you consider that? Like Kansas State and West Virginia, I guess? Who do you think those are?
TCU? I mean, lower tier is going to be Kansas.
Like is Iowa State upper tier or middle tier?
Middle tier. I mean, there's only – actually, upper tier is Oklahoma in the Big 12.
Yeah.
Oklahoma, and then it's Oklahoma State.
Baylor will show up.
And then it's Baylor.
Yeah.
And Baylor.
So
I think it's tier one is Oklahoma, tier two is Oklahoma State and
– Baylor.
And Baylor.
Texas
is tier three there.
Yeah, so I get it when you think about Florida and Auburn and those teams, but has Florida last couple years not been better than Iowa State? Auburn.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. The middle tier of the SEC. It's not even comparable.
I think the middle tier of the SEC is comparable to the middle tier of the Big 12.
You do?
Yeah. You just named Florida and
I'll put Florida up against Iowa State any day of the week. I'll put Texas A&M up against TCU or West Virginia any day of the week.
I get accruing talent because they're in talent rich states. But like I said, Florida just fired Dan Mullen.
Yeah.
And Auburn is not good. And A&M is a four-loss team, like I said, but the talent they're bringing in should change that, you would think. I just don't think.
Well, their four losses all come against other SEC schools.
Well, fine, but who are they? But they're losing to the. But they'll lose to a Mississippi school.
Well, let me ask you
this.
You put Texas A&M right now in the Big 12. Where do they finish?
I think they would be battling Oklahoma for number one.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's,
and they're middle tier in the SEC. So,
But when I say battling Oklahoma, I don't think Oklahoma's that much better than Baylor this year or Oklahoma State. So I think A&M would slot right in with that four or five team group. I'm not locked in on A&M like others are. The recruiting is great, but go win some games on the field.
Wow. Jimbo's on our station.
Jimbo outside of 2020 has lost four games or more every year.
Okay, Nick Saban and then you, okay? And well, Jimbo's list.
I didn't
you
say
Jimbo's list, buddy.
I didn't say he cheated to do it like Nick did. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he did, but I didn't say it.
That's it. 9:14 on the station for the Aggies. This is the kind of blasphemy we get from Del Ololale. 713-780-3776. You got any thoughts on anything we've been talking about? You're more than welcome. 713-780-3776. Right now I'm talking about being a champion like Jimbo. Okay? That's a champion. Do you have a national title, Del? No.
Do you, John?
Does he have a national title? Yes. Did I criticize Jimbo? No. Did you?
Yes.
Yes.
We'll continue to as
okay.
well.
So that's the problem I'm having with you. You're not a champion like Jimbo. You know who's a champion? Champion Energy. Champion Energy is going to get your electricity. I mean, it's stupid how little I pay. I mean, it really is. It's really, really dumb. That's the only problem I'm having with Champion Energy. How can you possibly do it when everybody else is charging way more? It is unbelievable. I'm serious about this. My buddy was like, is this true about Champion Energy? I was like, yeah. The first month, he called me and said, oh, my God, the difference between my bill last month with the other people and this bill is unbelievable. And that's from month to month, people. I mean, it's the same weather. So it's not like, oh, well, in winter, of course, it's going to be a lot lower. No, this was from month to month. And this is happening all the time. So if you're sick of paying these high electricity bills, champion.energy/1560, champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Hi, welcome back. What a day it is here in the – well, I'm not in the city of Houston. You guys are in the city of Houston. What a day it is, though. We got the game one, Fromber versus Talen. Tonight, Talen's pretty good. This is going to be fun. Judge homered again, I think, last night. I don't care. I don't really give a rat what Judge does. We got the best hitter in baseball in Yordan. Best hitter in baseball. And he's going to prove it. And with that short porch in right field, I mean, holy crap, I feel bad for those people. I mean, honestly, they should put a net up in right field so that nobody gets hurt with how hard Yordan's going to hit that ball. I'm serious. I'm worried about those people. And this is, you know, are you of the opinion, was it Brian T? I think it might have been. He wrote an article for the Chronicle that said, well, and he might have been looking at it like this. Listen, let's not all get nuts if they don't play well against the Mets and the Yankees, okay? It doesn't matter. It's just June. It's no big deal. Let's not get too high and let's not get too low. You know me. If they take care of this business, I'm still convinced they've got to get another bat. Now Jake Meyers went. He had two homers, I think. I think that was what I saw. And I'm not a big minor league guy, but I believe that Jake Meyers had a couple of home runs yesterday. And so there's a possibility that Jake Meyers, while he wasn't hitting well in Sugar Land, he maybe has turned it around. Now, I'm not sure that one game really let's call up a guy. But, damn, if Jake Meyers comes up and he can hit again like he did. Now, is Jake Meyers a proven enough commodity that you're like, ah, we're fine now. We got Jake Meyers. Everything is all good. Or do you still need to go, wait a minute. We can improve that, and we can improve that by going out and getting a bona fide center fielder for the stretch run in the playoffs.
I don't think he answers the question that you're asking about the lineup. I mean, Jake Meyers is a nice player, but if we're talking about a team lacking a bat trying to win a title, go out and get yourself an established bat. I mean, this team has been so close the last couple of years. And, you know, they've kind of made smaller moves around the deadline and leading up to it. Get you a bat.
Well, they never gotten smaller moves. You mean Verlander or Greinke?
More recently. I mean, bullpen stuff.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Verlander.
Graveman thing. And, hey, Montero's turning out to be a pretty big pickup.
The Verlander thing is now 5 years ago. So, yeah, I remember Verlander. I'm talking
Greinke
about more
was
recently.
Just a couple, 3 years ago. Yeah.
Didn't work out.
I mean, but they're not afraid. They're not afraid to go out and get pitching.
But
we haven't seen them go out. We haven't seen them go get a bat.
And they haven't really needed one?
Yeah.
Really?
That's
now
true.
They need one.
No, that's true. Well, they need at least one. I'm still not convinced that Yuli still looks, I mean, Yuli's still Yuli, bro.
Bregman had a better start.
No, Bregman, you're not replacing. Listen, you're not replacing
No, I'm talking about improving the lineup from within. You're talking about Yuli. Bregman had a nice start to the homestand.
Yeah. So, now, you got Click talking about, let's get the one where he's talking about Jake Myers, RJ. Let's get that one up here. Here he is. We courtesy Mark Berman. We stole this from his Twitter page.
Just like someone stole his account.
Somebody stole his account?
You haven't seen it? Like Fox 26 had to quote tweet one of Mark Berman's tweets and say, Mark Berman has lost control of his account. Ignore these tweets.
No, really? What did they say?
It's like selling stuff like a PS5 or something.
Oh, yeah. That, you know, Jeremy, I saw that with Jeremy. Jeremy's like trying to negotiate with him. How much are these PS5s? I want one. And he's like, no, it's $700. Was that not Mark Berman?
No. He lost control of his account.
Funny. That is so funny. Because Jeremy was trying to buy PS5s off of him.
Man.
But he wanted them for $100.
He wants a good price from the
person. And Mark was like, no, the charity needs $700. So give me
$700.
$700. Yeah. So that wasn't even Berman.
That was
I was
Berman.
Wondering because Berman, what are you doing
tweeting about PS5s?
Anyway, James Click had this to say about Jake Myers.
Jake will play again tonight in Sugar Land. This is the 20th day of his rehab, and we'll reassess after the game tonight.
So you still have a decision to make?
We do.
How big of a factor is he's not really swinging the bat too well down there? Are you just worried about him being healthy and then you get him up here?
Yeah, it's something I talked to Mickey Story about and Rafi Pena, our hitting coach down there. We don't look at the on-field results. We look at the timing. We look at the swings. We look at the health. From all reports, Jake is healthy. I know he would like to have a little bit more production. I'm sure he's frustrated with the strikeouts. I went down there yesterday and talked to him, and he feels like his timing really came around this past weekend against Round Rock. Those are all good signs for us. The biggest thing is the health. There's lots of guys who go down there on rehab assignments and strike out the whole time and then come up here and hit a couple of home runs. Mickey knew quite a few of them. And he mentioned Bregman, Altuve, these guys going down there and maybe not having the performance on the field that you would expect from those guys and then come back up here and be just fine.
Oh, there it is. Well, and that's pretty – you know what? Let's be logical. Can he hit? If he can hit, he can hit. Now, it'd be nice if he went down there and if he was at Sugar Land and he hit 400 – and just, you know, bowed up and said, okay, I'm ready, let's go. He didn't. He was hitting 200. Now, he did hit a couple of home I'm pretty sure I saw this morning. He hit a couple of home runs yesterday. So that was nice. James Click was talking about him. 4 hits last night, and I think a couple of homers. So congratulations to Jake Myers. He seems to be getting it. And this was James Click not knowing he was going to have those 4 hits. But they've only got so much time. Actually, they're up. Their time is up on what the decision that they're going to have to make with Jake Myers. It's been 20 days for his rehab.
Do you think you heard what Click said and did the Jordan meme, and I took that personally, what you said about me?
Maybe. Maybe he heard what James Click said and said,
hey, man, I'm still here.
And he's sitting there looking at the iPad watching James Click say this about him?
Yeah, and said, all right, I'll show you.
Watch this. Watch it. Watch me now.
Whatever it takes, Jake.
Yeah, watch me now. How's this taste, Click?
I think you're the only person who still says that. How's this taste? D's and D's is the other one.
I don't say D's.
Okay.
No, that's Salisbury. He's D's. He loves D's nuts.
Still?
Yeah. You know Sean.
That was years ago.
He ain't changing that. D's nuts.
Hey, Delvin. Delvin.
Delvin.
Oh, my gosh.
Delbert.
Oh, that too. That was a thing. You're right.
Yeah. Hey, I just got a text from Michael Cruz, and he's like, hey, Michael Cruz from Pete's Fine Meats, you know all of those cows that died up in Kansas because of the heat wave up there? He doesn't know what the you don't know what the meat market is going to be like. My man Michael is the best, and he's got a whole ribeye strip and tenderloin sale going on. So, hey, it's like, oh my goodness, if meat, and oh, by the way, meat prices have gone through the roof. Michael does the best job ever. Best job. I stop for meat there all the time because it's the best. Go pick up. He's got a sale on whole ribeye strips and tenderloins. So you know what? You might want to get these, cut them up, freeze them, because meat might just go through the roof soon. Just so, just a little something there, Michael. It's a public service announcement, more than an advertisement for Pete's. But Pete, he's the best. Michael's the best. It's the best, period, exclamation point. All right, 713-780-3776. We got another segment before we get to News of the Weird. There's some good stuff coming up for you in News of the Weird your way right here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Our final segment before News of the Weird comes your way here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Top story, Astros beat the Mets 5-3. Take care of that business. Win both games against the Mets. Starting a 9-game series against the Mets and the Yankees with two wins. Now you head to New York for four straight, and it's going to be a fun weekend. You face their best. They get your best. And let's go. It's going to be a fun time had by all. Jake Meyers with four hits, so we'll see what happens with him. They got to make a decision on him, what they're going to do, and they need that. It entails the 25-man roster. I would imagine series going to be dropped, right? I would imagine. I mean, Dusty has talked about it. He loves his speed and he loves his defense, but his hitting has been atrocious for the most part. Series probably got to be the guy to go, and Jake Meyers comes in. We'll see if Jake can be the same guy that he was for much of last year. I don't think that Jake Meyers is the – we'll see if Jake Meyers is the answer. Jake Meyers does not preclude you from going out and getting a big bat, because you still need a big bat. You're still got – and as nice as it's been the last couple of games, 8 runs, 5 runs here, that's been really nice. It's not like it's fool's gold, but the bigger portion of this season has told us they need help. They need offensive help. They need to bolster that lineup. And this week notwithstanding, they could sweep the Yankees in these 5 games and the Mets and go 9-0 on this, and they still need help.
Yeah, I don't – a hot stretch during the regular season doesn't change what you've seen, that there's a team that's lacking some pop. And I wouldn't want – the bats to be the issue, considering for how long the bats have always been a strength. If you can find something out there and not lean on Jake Meyers to add whatever pop you think he can, go find it. I mean, you have Verlander pitching like Verlander, which I would imagine is a surprise to most, considering how long he had off. With him being who he is, you have a real shot again. If you do something to bolster that lineup.
Jake Meyers was nice last year. I think in large part it's because, you know, it's because we didn't expect much out of him. But when he came up with big hits in big situations late in games, it was like, oh my goodness, this guy ain't scared. I mean, Jake Meyers, his minor league history did not show that he was going to do this. And obviously, of course, he had four hits last night, so bring him up and start him in center field.
Obviously, he's one of the
greats. Joe DiMaggio's coming. No, you know what? I don't know that Jake – we'll see. Man, I hope Jake Meyers comes up and just rakes, and it's like, holy crap, really, really good. I hope he surprises us like Carlos Pena or Jeremy Pena surprised us. I hope he surprises us mightily and says, you know what, yeah, that injury, oh, well, watch, I'm taking a bigger step. I mean, he missed a lot of time here. Wouldn't it have been nice if he was able to work all offseason and add on to what he did last season? If he was able to work and he had a bunch of at-bats right now, and big C and big league pitching, I'm not sure that, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, I want to give him some credit. Before he got hurt in the playoffs, he had 3 hits and 8 plate appearances, so
yeah,
he was doing the thing.
He was really good. Dick Myers was really good last year.
Yeah.
And came up with some big clutch hits. But, man, he's missed a lot of time now. And this could have been all that valuable time that he could be, you know, getting better. What else? Obviously, the Rockets with the pick tonight. We will focus on that tomorrow morning. The 3rd pick overall, the 17th pick, the 26th pick. We'll see what they do. We'll find out whether or not they trade-wise or what happens with all of this. They had 4 first-rounders last year. They got 3 more this year. I mean, you're going to have all first and second year guys and Jayshon. And there you go. And there's a team. No, you can't do that. It'll be interesting to see what they do with these picks. And it'll be interesting to see how the first 3 pan out. Texas A&M loses, and they're out of the College World Series. Another story yesterday. Farrell Brown is a story. He's going to be an All-Pro.
According to Farrell Brown.
Well, Farrell Brown says he's going to be All-Pro, so why? I mean, has Farrell Brown ever lied to you before?
I've never really had a conversation with Farrell Brown.
Well, but why would you doubt him?
Well, when because he had 23 receptions last year.
23 receptions. You know what? And that's the gateway to All-Pro.
He's 28 years old.
28 years old.
He's older than his career high in receptions.
Which was 23
yes.
last year.
So I'm going to think that... That all pro stuff.
It says you.
I mean, says Travis Kelce, maybe. And
Kelce.
And Andrews.
Andrews.
And you know, Waller. But, says those guys. Says, says George Kittle, maybe.
Well, but he's never on the field. Farrell Brown's at least on the field.
He did start 12 games last year.
When he's, yeah, the other 5, he wasn't on the field. But
no, he played 15. He started 12 out of 15. So,
there you go.
So he's on the field.
Don't you think you should start for the worst team in football?
He
before
does.
You become all
Why
pro?
Do you keep saying that he does? Not all the games.
Not
he
all.
12
but
them.
Don't you think you should start all the games?
Well, maybe he was injured.
Do you think Kelce and Andrews start all their games, or do you think other guys do?
I mean, when they're healthy, they start all their games.
Yeah, right.
I just think you're being a little harsh on him not starting. I think the all-pro stuff is insane, but the other stuff, you know, he plays.
If you're going to be all-pro, you should start for the Texans.
All the time. All the games.
I do have a question for the both of you guys. We saw yesterday a question was asked if you could have one do-over in Houston draft history, what would you do? I wanted to get an opinion from you guys. What's the best draft pick in Houston sports? Who's been like the best draft pick? Like,
Houston sports history?
Houston sports history. Like, was it Akeem?
The
was
Dream.
It?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's,
the Dream.
You've got a Hall of Famer.
Who, what was the worst?
Well, I didn't get anybody, you know, that said anything about the worst.
Vinny Joppru? Tony Baselli?
Well, they were
it
forced
It was a
on
draft.
That. Yeah. How about Marcus the Twin instead of Kawhi Leonard?
How about Royce White?
Well, no, it's well, then I'm not just talking. The worst might be what was Marcus's what's his last name?
Morris?
The twin brother. Marcus Morris. Marcus Morris instead of Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard was the very next pick. And they took Marcus Morris instead.
Didn't they take isn't Markieff the better cut? Is Marcus Morris the better twin, or is it Markieff?
Eh, no one knows. Can't tell them apart.
Well, you can look at the stats. That's pretty easy.
Well, I think it's Marcus is the better one.
Okay.
And see, like, somebody wanted to say David Carr is the worst. Come on. Was he that bad?
He was the only choice they had. He was the only choice they had.
They were taking a quarterback, number one.
Yeah, they were taking
a quarterback.
He was the
only one. He was it. Or
was
you could have had Joey Harrington, I guess.
Yeah. How'd that work out for Detroit? That's the 3rd pick, and how'd that work out? Well, as far as the – well, there's been plenty. Like Phil Nevin was the number 1 overall pick. I mean, there's been plenty of just really terrible picks. Best is the Dream. Andre Johnson at number 3.
Is he the second best Houston draft pick of all time? I mean, based
JJ at 11.
I mean, as far as expectations,
compared to reality, performance on the field.
This is what I'm saying. When you talk, well, Dream was the high pick, so obviously he showed out and showed up. But as far as what people thought compared to what he became, I think JJ is number one.
JJ's number one as far as, yeah, expectation, yeah. I mean, the booze that rained
there.
Down.
I was running that draft draft show. You were at a bar or a sports bar. Yeah, and then during the break, you're like, during the break after the pick, what do you guys think of JJ Watt? Boo, the entire place.
It was awful. Well, what is wrong with you people?
Well, they saw a big white guy being drafted.
We drafted a white guy.
Yeah,
nice.
Wasn't the whole talk about Nick Fairley was because he was coming off what a national title, and people thought, hey, if Nick Fairley's there, he wasn't. I think he was taking a pick before. Nick Fairley said, we should get him. And how did Nick Fairley do?
Yeah. Well, he went to the Lions, dude.
That's a death sentence for a career.
Matthew Stafford gets away from the Lions and he wins a Super Bowl.
Calvin Johnson retired early to get away from them.
Yeah. Barry Sanders said, I can't anymore. I just can't. I mean, it's the Lions.
Saying Jameson Williams is screwed?
Did what?
So you're saying Jameson Williams is screwed?
Yeah. No. Did you see Jameson Williams' face on the podium?
Well, no one's thrilled to be going to Detroit.
Oh, he was like, oh, really? I mean, Aiden Hutchinson loved it because he's a
Michigan guy.
Yeah. And Jameson's like, oh, my God, I'm going where? What?
Yeah, and just
for who? For what?
And a correction. The anger came because the Texans took Watt instead of Fairley because Fairley was still on the board. And the Texans took JJ. And they got that one right.
Well, but if Fairley had come here, he'd have had JJ's career.
I'm going to say no.
In all fairness, if he'd have come here, because do you know what the Texans do? They just make people great.
First rounders for a time.
Yeah, no. Look at the first rounders. DeAndre.
They got it done.
Kareem.
Brown. Yeah.
Dwayne Brown. JJ. Oh. Whitney?
Okay. Maybe you should have stopped before you got to Whitney. Yeah. Is he in the league?
Who was the tiny little skinny corner, Kevin?
Kevin Johnson.
Kevin Johnson?
Out of the league, I think.
Yeah.
Had to retire.
I mean, he just got plowed over every play.
He was just a skinny fella.
Yeah. And they were putting Chet Holmgren out there at corner, trying to stop
Chet
people.
Chet Holmgren?
Yeah.
I think
who weighs more, Kevin Johnson or Chet Holmgren?
While I'm looking that up, Whitney Mercilus has retired, I believe.
Whitney Mercilus retired.
I think Chet.
Chet weighs more?
Chet is like 185. 190. Did Kevin Johnson ever reach 190?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think Chet.
That wasn't one of the great ones. One of the great picks.
Like I said, I think you should have stopped before you got to Whitney.
Whitney and are you kidding? At the Afternoon Boys, we're talking about Whitney Mercilus being in the Ring of Honor.
Which Afternoon Boys?
The Wheelhouse Boys.
Well,
I was like, what?
Well, did they watch?
Have you looked at his stats?
Did they watch him play?
Yeah.
I know the Texans don't have a great history, but let's not lower the standard so much that we're inducting. If you want to do it for the off-the-field stuff, like a separate section.
Oh,
or,
no, he's one of the greats off the field.
As far as the community work he's done, but as a player, no.
Player? Nah. No, if that's the bar, come on, everybody. just put everybody's name up there.
Put Daniel Manning in.
Weeks, get up there. Okay?
Manning. Brooks Reed, you want to throw him in there,
should
too?
Should J-Joe go up there?
He probably should.
I mean, ahead of Whitney.
I mean, overall, when J.J. got there, it was the start of their best run in history. The playoff appearances, the division titles. I think he should be, if we're going to actually really discuss it, he should be discussed as a serious candidate.
But ahead of Whitney.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of guys who can go ahead of Whitney.
I don't know a lot. The Texans have had a lot of great, great players. I don't think D-Hop's getting up there.
But Whitney wasn't a great player. So
is Deshaun going to be up there?
Stop it.
Will he retire? Will he sign a one-day contract with the Texans? No.
For what?
When he retires.
What type of
so he can retire a Texan.
No. coming back to the city of his greatest shame? No.
Will he sign a one-day contract with Massage Envy?
I don't think he went to
so
that
So he
place.
Can retire.
What That's makes a, you think he wants to retire from that?
Oh, I'm killing me right now. All right.
HR is going to give you another call.
713-780-3... Oh, no, no, no. News of the Weird is coming your way next. Yeah, and it's... Oh, it's really weird today, Dell, too, by the way.
Dell, would you...
Dell,
what do you think? With no context. All right, John, let me guess.
All right. Do you think that Ohio State should own the word the?
No, it's stupid. They should not.
Well, we'll discuss it on the other side. But right now we got the Morley Law Firm. I might need the Morley Law Firm. Listen, if I have an issue, the Morley Law Firm is going to be there for me, and the Morley Law Firm is going to be there for you. It doesn't matter. Okay? What is your problem? They are going to give you a consultation. You call them up. What, have you been accused? Have you been wrongly accused? Have you been rightly accused? You still need representation, okay? Because they can help you with whatever sentencing you're going to get. They will help you get through this. And in some cases, you know, hey, it's not as bad as the cops are making it out to be, or whatever the case may be. But you need representation. You need experience. You need professionalism. And you got that at the Morley Law Firm. Are you having an issue with someone that's suing you civilly? You need lawyers. You need the Morley Law Firm. Are you having an issue with a doctor? Are you having an issue with an insurance company? Are you having an issue with immigration? Se habla español. Listen, you're looking for lawyers. You don't have any on retainer. I don't have one on retainer. I got the Morley Law Firm. You got the Morley Law Firm. If you're looking for help in whatever it is that is troubling you, you got the experience, you got the professionalism, you got guys that will care, and they're going to take care of the business. So if you're looking for that lawyer, it's the Morley Law Firm. Make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955, 713-839-9955, or themorleylawfirm.com. Morley Law, morleylaw.com, M-O-R-L-E-Y, law.com.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Wheel. Fun. Get low when the whistle goes. Sports. ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, News of the Weird is brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It's that simple. Dell... Do you want a T-shirt that just says "the" on it?
No, because that doesn't seem very creative.
Well, guess what? There is a trademark now on the word "the" clothing, namely T-shirts, baseball caps, and hats, and it's being distributed by the Ohio State University. They have a trademark on the word "the." Do you not? Do you think it's pretty douchey if you're walking around with a T-shirt that says "the"?
Of course it is. That entire thing that they do is douchey. The Ohio State University got their ass kicked by Michigan last year. That's how I'll start sentences for them until, you know, they get their revenge. They're the worst. We all know that they're probably the worst college football fans on the face of the earth. And this just adds to it.
Yeah, no, they're the worst. They're the worst. No, by far. Ohio State fans are the worst by far. They're the ugliest. Can't stand them. Hey, Dell, do you think you would like to have sex on an international trip?
If
you're in a foreign country, would you like to have sex?
I mean, it wouldn't. Sure, I guess.
Okay. Well, a man contracted a new antibiotic-resistant super gonorrhea strain when he had sex on an international trip. Do you want an antibiotic-resistant super gonorrhea strain? That's the question.
No. Yeah, that's the question, but what country was he in?
I don't know. I closed the story.
What? That's the most important part, so I don't go to that country and have sex.
Yeah, well, now guess what? Take your chances.
Now I can't go to any foreign countries.
Okay.
Be celibate when you go to a foreign country.
There you go.
Because you never know.
That's right. Riding bareback.
I wouldn't do that anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
It's unsafe.
Do you want to get an eye surgery in Slovakia?
I don't want to get eye surgery.
Slovakia
or downtown Houston, I don't want eye surgery.
Especially you don't want to in Slovakia. There was a doctor who removed the eye of a patient. Unfortunately, he removed the wrong eye, and now the patient is completely blind. Do you think that you should take the wrong eye. Don't you think if you're a doctor, you should know which eye to take out?
Yeah, shouldn't that be clear? Before the patient goes under, you put a little mark by the eye you're taking, and you check with the patient. Is this the one you can't see out of?
Right.
Okay.
Which one is it? Let's mark it. Let's mark this one. Dell, have you ever robbed a bank?
Neither. I can neither confirm nor deny.
Would you, okay, as a getaway car, would you like a very fast car or a slow vehicle?
I would like a fast car and a great driver.
That's right, like baby driver.
Mm-hmm.
Well, police are in search of a bank robber who fled the scene in a semi-truck. And he actually got away in Marion, Arkansas.
It's kind of a big vehicle. How are you going to pull that thing over? You're not going to throw the strips out for that thing, are you?
Hey, there he goes. Look, he's just getting in the third gear now.
Was this well thought out? Well, he got away.
And he actually got away.
I mean,
do you want to perform some kind of a crime in Marion, Arkansas now because the police are so stupid they can't catch a guy getting out of robbing a bank in a semi?
Seems like the perfect place to rob a bank.
Do you want to buy anyone's toenail clippings?
No, John, I don't want to buy anyone's toenail clippings.
Well, you can.
A North Carolina
woman is making $10,000 a month selling her toenail clippings online. Would you like toenail clippings?
You know, I'm not going to really answer that question again because I already did. You know, the best thing about this would be if you ask yourself the questions you're asking me to see what the answer should be. Because I feel like the answer is going to be the same for everyone with these questions. Would you like to go to Slovakia and get your eye removed? Gee, John, I don't know. What do you want to do?
I just feel like these are questions that I need to ask you.
You think these are
I need your guidance on these things.
You think these are questions that are up in the air for me and I need to be Solomon and make a decision?
Del, can you stand on one leg?
Yes, I can.
You can.
Yes.
Well, then, that's good for you. A new study says people who can't stand on one leg are twice as likely to die within a decade.
Well, why? From being too big?
I don't know why. They can't. If you can't pass the balance test, Del, you're going to die.
I guess we know Lance is dead in a year.
Lance is dead. Yeah. He can't
walk.
Is that
why Gilbert predicted his death? Because he knew he can't stand on one leg?
He can't stand on one leg. He can't walk across a curb.
Mr. Glass, it's embarrassing. I don't know how he survived however many years he's been alive. He feels like a guy who could die at any moment.
Well, he had runny poo-poos today. I hope he's going to be okay.
I really wish you would tell the people what you said, what you think he had at first.
What did he have?
What'd you say? I really wish you would tell the people. I won't say it for you.
I don't even know what you're talking about. We got to go. Vanessa and Gallant are next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hope y'all have a great day. We will talk to you again tomorrow, everybody.
To date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.